Hello, and welcome everyone to another episode of The Key Chat, where we shine a light on stories that inspire, motivate, and challenge us. I'm your host, Sharonda Armstrong, bringing you conversations that matter straight from your ears from across the globe. Today, we have an extraordinary guest joining us, an actress whose talent shines on both the big screen and television, with roles that have captured our hearts and sparked our imaginations. She's none other than the brilliant Tamala Jones, here to talk about her latest film, Ordinary Angels, a movie that promises to be as moving as it is meaningful, co-starring along the incredible Oscar winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. In Ordinary Angels, Tamala brings life to the character of Rose, a role that dives deep into the themes of faith, hope, and the power of human connection. It's a film that not only entertains, but also carries a powerful message about the importance of organ donation and the impact it has on families. But that's not all. Today's conversation also carries a special call to action. We're encouraging everyone to join us in supporting families who have gone through the journey of organ donation by donating just $1 to OrdinaryAngels.movie. It's a beautiful way to make a tangible difference in someone's life. And of course, we're going to talk about why you should not miss the opportunity to watch Ordinary Angels in theaters right now. It's more than just a movie. It's an experience, a story that needs to be shared and felt together in the magic of the cinema. So without further ado, let's welcome Tamala to the show.
Kazmé,
she's a queen.
This is dedicated to all my beautiful queens, all my beautiful ladies out there.
She's a queen.
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to meet you, and I'm honored to give you your flowers. I've been watching you on TV and movies a long time, for sure.
Thank you. I wanted
to start off and ask you, I watched the movie. It was beautiful. I cried tears at the end, big tears. And I know I watched the previous interview when you mentioned the movie is a love story. And I agree. It's the love story that you don't expect. It's the love of community, family, friendship, forgiveness, and just all these different elements. It's such a beautiful film. How important was it for you, number one, to be a part of such a positive film? You know, right now, there's a lot of negativity going on. It's a positive, faith-based film. And also, how much of Rose was a bit of Tamala as well?
The sassy parts of Rose were definitely all of Tam. It was important to be a part of this movie because, you know, I've said it time and time again, the pandemic, it really messed us all up, really, really did a job on our mental health and stability. And it really put up a wall that everybody had to put up, a wall of protection. And in doing that, we shut everybody out. We shut everyone out. And during the time of the pandemic with my friends, we prayed, we planted things. I was like, you got to put things in the ground. You have to right now. It's not a time to take this, whatever's happening. It's not time to take that on and make it yours. It's time to let it be what it is, but let's do positive things. So when this role came about, I was like, this is part of what I need to be doing right now. This is part of my healing work. This is the platform that I need to do it on. And the story was so beautifully written. It was a no-brainer. You know, once they told me Kingdom Story Company was doing this and John Gunn was directing. Yeah. And then I got the other cherries on top of the pie that it was Hilary Swank I would be playing opposite of and Alan Ritchson, Jack Reacher. Come on now. It was great. And I was more than excited to say yes. So it's been a blessing.
Awesome. You did a great job. And again, it was a beautiful movie. Congratulations to you all for making such a beautiful
Thank
film.
you.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much.
Something about that little girl sick without a mama. She's just 5, but she already needs a liver transplant. The family's bled dry from all the hospital bills. Rose, I think I'm supposed to give them the money.
Rose, to me, is the heart and soul of this thing. Tamala is such a great actress. I'm thrilled that she wanted to do it.
Rose is the voice of reckoning. She is a no-nonsense, but still very warm person. I'm similar to that. I'm like, oh, I get to play a little bit of Tam Tam in here.
Rose and I are yin and yang a little bit. Sharon's like, let's go. And she's like, hang on, let's think it all out. It's so important to have friends like that who are honest with us and hold our feet to the fire when needed.
Rose is a ride or die for Sharon. If there's something that she really needs and it really has a purpose, she's gonna rally the troops up and we're gonna get it done.
It's only 7. We need more people. It's not enough. Oh, don't you worry. What's this?
Girl, I got 42 cousins on my mama's side alone. I called all of them.
Couldn't love you more if you were smothered in gravy.
Officials are saying be prepared for what they're calling the worst blizzard in state history.
In the midst of the worst blizzard in Louisville's history, this church and this group of friends pulled their city together to save a life.
This ain't gonna work. Not without a lot more help.
Sharon.
Hey there. You guys need a hand?
It was people from all different walks of life coming together for this important cause. That is so beautiful.
This whole cast is just so talented. They actually love the message behind this story, which is if we just put our own selfish desires down, we can come together and we can rally and we can do extraordinary things.
I completely believe that angels are amongst all of us, that we all have the capability of being an angel depending how we choose to live our lives every single day.
And it's just a feel-good movie based on a true story, so it should really touch home.
We are going to save this girl.
We're gonna need a lot of shovels.
Get all the shovels. We gotta get some blankets and come and wear my shoes.
Mary Angels, the movie, is raising $10 million. And what we are going to do with that money, we're paying off any debt that any families that went through organ donorship, those bills can get outrageous. So we want to wipe your slate clean. And we're asking people to go to ordinaryangels.movie and donate $1 if you have it. $1 we turn to $100, which turns into thousands of dollars, and we're able to take care of the bills because, like you know, in the United States, you have something wrong with you, these bills can get outrageous. So the more that you give, the more it takes away the stress, and they can focus on what's important, and that is the child's health or their own health, whoever has gone through a great ordeal of that. So, if you guys can be so kind to spread that word, ordinaryangels.movie is the website you can go to. And I just want to thank everyone that has already seen the movie and those who are planning to see the movie. It is truly a gift that this movie was even released, that Hollywood said it's time because, you know, they all have their things. They got to do their Spider-Mans. They got to do their Avatars. They got to do their Barbies, you know, their big money makers. But to allow a movie that has such a powerful message of having faith, that is a love story that has nothing to do with romance. It's love of your community, love of human beings. It's a very special movie. And I hope that everyone gets out and sees it and gets all of the messages that are in there and takes them and makes them a part of their life to do acts of random kindness, to be more giving and loving to yourself, to your community. I hope that this movie inspires all of that.
Dylan must have did this beat.